Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016, the Drew Estate booth. But we're going to talk about Debonair Cigars, Phil Zanghi. Phil, thanks for taking the time, brother.
Thank you, brother. Good morning, everyone out there.
It is still morning.
It is morning here, yes, it is.
Just barely. We got 15 minutes left. So let's talk about Debonair. Shoot. Tell us about it.
Well, Debonair has been in business for 3.5 years now. I just closed the distribution deal with Drew Estate. We launched in April. I was successful before, I thought, until now. Now it's growing, and the Debonair deal is growing, and everybody seems to really be taking to it really well.
So under the Debonair umbrella, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
I mean, if you talk about a company that you want to work with, yeah. Drew Estate's right up there at the top of the list, right?
It's like playing high school baseball and then playing for the Yankees the next year. So,
And you put it into my terms. I love that. Yeah. So Debonair Cigars, that's also Indian Motorcycle as well.
Absolutely. Indian Motorcycle was a brand, not a brand extension. It was a brand I had in the early 90s, Indian Tobacco. I got the license back from Indian Motorcycle, which is Polaris. I changed it around to be Indian Motorcycle Cigar 1901. They're full behind me. They've helped me. You can see there's a bike in the booth and everything. And it's basically, it's a Dominican-Nicaraguan hybrid, medium flavor, well-balanced. Whereas the Debonair is a Dominican-Nicaraguan hybrid, but it's full flavor, well-balanced. And the Debonair, I do one little thing different. I do an alchemy process. I use distilled water steam to bring out the pesticide residue, fertilizer residue, and basically the essential oils. So it gives it a deep, rich flavor, and there's no aftertaste. So it's a different, more experience. That's why it's a little more expensive, because there's a lot more time I put into it, you know?
That's an interesting process.
No one does it. I know they don't.
I mean, that's a proprietary idea that came out of you? I mean, how did you
come up with the group I'm with, Duford Holdings, is the main company that we have all these other machine-made stuff, and we make pipe tobacco. We purchased House of Windsor like in 2007, 2006, and I learned a lot about steaming and how you do like primary work. Basically, you steam tobacco going into a band conditioner, it's called, and it brings it from like 11% humidity to 25% humidity. Then you thrash it and pull the center vein out, whatever. But from that, I just slowed that process down and not in a moving. There's no conveyor belt. Well, I just have it in a stagnant area on a pallet. So what it does is just swells the tobacco to a point. Then I flush the room, and I'm not going to tell you all my tricks.
Yeah.
And that's it.
No, that's what that was.
And it works, and you'll see it in the tobacco. You see this rich, deep. In the Havana, you get more of a savory, fatty prime rib taste, and then within in the Maduro, you get a real deep, sweet raisin kind of taste. And I'm not much into all these flavor nuances and stuff, but that's what people have told me.
Yeah.
Right, and that's what I saw in it myself, and I never really, you know, I don't give a preconceived notion to people. I ask them what they really taste, you know, and that's what it is.
That's awesome. I'm totally intrigued by this process. We're gonna have to get some behind the scenes footage of that or something.
Dominican Republic. Last time I checked, it's open for flights, so you know.
We'll have to go check it out. Yeah. Phil, really do appreciate it, man. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, everyone out there, for the support, and thank you very much for everything you do for our industry. And God bless everyone. Thank you.
Such an easy guy to root for. Like, he's such a nice guy, man. I appreciate
it.
Guys, thanks for taking the time to check out all the IPCPR coverage on CigarFederation.com. And be sure to check out Debonair Cigars.